What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts, like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Nick.
I don't know why I wanted to laugh.
Right. He's just laughing because he knows his fantasy season's over after he acquired Michael Thomas.
Okay, I don't want to talk about fantasy, please. Come on.
Okay, son.
Bro. Everyone.
You're 2-5. I'm 4-3, right?
Oh my God, bro.
If you look on Sleeper, the highest scorers of the week, of like all time, have been against me.
That's really bullshit. Funny.
All right. No, yours, you're what?
Okay. Well, now I'm fourth after this past week because you got your back blown out by like 70.
Yeah, it's not my fucking fault, dude.
But it's really funny we're looking into this. It's like he would have beat anybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, for real, last week?
Yeah, I had 138 points. I beat Stevens, was the second best or third best, or 133. To me week one. I beat everyone else like by a landslide, and then fucking Jared just happened to play me.
That happened to me week one.
Now watch, next week his players are going to score like one
that
point.
That did happen to
me. No,
you
that one. Happened to me week one. I was the second highest scorer, and I lost to this kid because he scored four more points because of no fan having a career game.
Yeah. Next like, week,
literally, it's not even you a joke
started,
anymore.
You started Mark Ingram, so.
Next week,
I did.
Jared's players.
I checked that today. Did you check it too?
Yeah, I did.
Next week, Jared's players, like the ones that scored like all the fucking points, are going to score one point. Just watch. Just fucking
oh, it's going to happen. Evan Kamara's going to get shot on the field. You hear that, Jared? Fuck you.
Bro, no, honestly, though. Like
I'm waiting for it.
His highest like point scorers, Davante Adams and Kamara, are pretty injury prone. So it wouldn't surprise me if he just gets like shot.
I mean, he didn't have Davante Adams for a minute.
And Tyler Lockett.
It's crazy. He has 2 40-point games and then like 1 6, and then he didn't play the rest.
Tyler Lockett, it's like he's a good like receiver, but he's not known for that.
I have my reasons for thinking, like, you know how like the reports came out this week that like Seattle was trying to sign Antonio Brown?
Mm-hmm.
I think because like,
he showed up for that reason.
Yeah, I think like that was kind of a way of like, oh, we're not giving up on this guy, because you got to think he's pretty similar to Tyler Lockett. He's literally just a better Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
Well, AB.
Yeah, AB.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So I think it was just more like, oh, like this is our guy. And anyway, since he signed with the Bucks, like we got our guy.
Anyways, I just don't want to talk about the pain.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of pain, we're going to go into performance of the week.
Yes, sir. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
You go first?
Since mine is your pain.
Shut up.
All right. I'm going Davante Adams. Yeah, man, this is an absolute beast. 13 catches, 196 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
44 fantasy points. Yeah. I want to be specific.
44.60.
Fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah. So who's yours, Nick?
Herbie.
Herbie fully loaded.
This is the second week in the row I picked Herbie.
Because he's a baller.
Can you stop stealing my joke? Anyways,
yo,
this man had 347 yards. Excuse me, I'm talking here. Okay. Jesus Christ, he's a joke thief and interrupter. Oh my God,
he's
347. Oh my God. Oh my God, I thought you were gonna do it. 347 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, 0 interceptions. He had a freaking QBR of. Couldn't find it. It's a good one, but like still.
But it was a good one.
Yeah, he's been playing really good. I'm sure someone can find it. I don't know. I didn't come prepared for this one, but he's been playing really good, and he finally got his win, which I'm glad for, because now people can like stop saying, "Oh, he hasn't won yet, so he can't count for anything."
Thumbs up for him.
He hasn't won yet.
And as me and Jerry have been discussing multiple days, and I think he's the offensive rookie of the year.
No, yeah, he probably is.
Probably.
Yeah.
12 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
I like it.
He's looking good. I like Herbie.
I'm down for it,
bro. Honestly, like
I. This year, because it's a little too late. Oh, they can technically come back, but like, let's be realistic here.
The Chargers.
Yeah. Or like, not. Nah, make, nah, nah. No.
If the Raiders go to shit, then we can.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they
can
possibly, but like, it's most likely too late. But I like the way this team is going. Like, they can be solid in the next like a year or two.
Because we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but there's another rookie quarterback that has a team in a better position. Just saying.
My God.
Tua. Oh, I was like, who are you talking about?
Anyways, right, Jared, go Jared.
Speaking of
go
your
fast,
pain.
Just go fucking fast.
All right, it's Tyler Lockett.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we got 15 for 20 receptions, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. Man's a beast.
53 fantasy points.
53.00 fantasy points.
Okay, next topic.
Man's a savage.
All right, we're fuck just going to be getting Jared. Into the NFL news. And like, we're just going to get into like the biggest news of the week. And that's AB signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do you guys think of this move?
It's fucking
AB booming.
Maybe it is booming. I think we can agree on that.
I told my father this, and I feel like I told one of you guys this. It's either a shit show in the locker room, or they win the Super Bowl. No in between.
I mean, that's what you told me this. I think it's going to be a shit show.
I think it's more leaning towards a shit show. But I think
I would have said shit show if there was like the way they played against the Bears just continued the trend. But since they've dominated the last two
weeks. No, I don't care about how they're playing. I'm saying his personality. He's not going to like not getting the amount of targets he wants.
Since the season started, you haven't heard anything from him, especially like since he had that whole thing in the offseason where he was throwing a bag of dicks at his ex-wife.
Oh my God.
You didn't see that?
You didn't see that?
Yeah, but like the language.
Yeah, he did. He threw the bag of dicks.
Back of wieners.
He was screaming at the police officers and like arresting his ex-wife type shit. You haven't seen any of that. He hasn't really posted, at least from what I've seen.
He's just been quiet, at least to my understanding. Size-wise.
Maybe he's like realized, like, oh shit, I'm not bigger than the
guy. But like,
maybe the CTE.
It's easy to say that when you're not playing, but now when you're playing, like, oh, I'm good enough to be here, and then shit goes down.
I thought Godwin was going to be the one to not be phased out completely, but like lose targets to AB. Mike Evans, your boy, might be in trouble.
Oh.
It hurts.
What?
It hurts
my boy.
Yo, because he's on your fantasy team.
Yeah, but here's the thing that's been hurting them. They're both like tag teaming being injured. Like
that, but also like Brady's kind of guy is small and speedy. It's not really big.
But
and
then
that's what Mike Evans is.
But then when Chris Godwin's not playing, Mike Evans is that guy, and he
really though, because the most targets he's gotten this season has been 10.
But the
Fulgham has gotten that every single.
But the
week
most
since
points
starting.
I've gotten from fantasy has been when Chris Godwin's not playing.
It's probably like the
because he got the yards and the touchdowns. He's that big.
Yeah,
target
but that probably
likes.
Comes from those 1-2 yard touchdowns though.
Hey, it's still 6 points.
That's
true.
That's still
no
seven.
Fantasy,
the reception.
Fantasy,
come on now.
For fantasy, that's, right. That's fine.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
in production value. But then Mike Evans has come on and said like, I don't care that I'm not putting up numbers. I just want to win. That's what they're doing.
Which is fine.
They're winning.
No, but I'm saying.
Is AB gonna have that same mentality? Yeah. Probably not.
I don't think he will.
Unless he's like taking like a Le'Veon Bell thing where he's like, oh, I don't really care about my touches as long as I'm
winning. If he gets that humbleness into him, then maybe.
The
but it's
is,
also AB.
If they're winning, he can't complain. I don't think he'd complain if they're winning. If they start like struggling midway through the year, that could be a cancer.
Yeah, because he was very like OBJ like on the like, you know, those tantrums and shit like that. But like that's when they're losing. That's when the Steelers would get blown out. Yeah. But
what if he's like Carmelo?
Bro,
because Carmelo used to be mad when he would like have 10 points and lose.
Yeah,
but now
Melo's super humble and just chills
now,
out.
Now, like
you're
18 into
the
season.
I've heard a lot of like Melo interviews about like his time around the league, and like some of it's his fault, some of it's not his fault. Like in OKC, not really his fault.
Nothing.
Fault.
But
in OKC.
Yeah.
But you can't blame him for anything for OKC, from Houston, anything like that. But we're talking about football.
Yeah,
AB is gonna be a disaster.
Yeah, it's gonna be a mess.
I don't know. The Bucks looking real good. Might win the Super Bowl. I don't know if they're my NFC favorites. We're gonna get into this a little bit later, but
definitely mine.
We're gonna get into it. All right. In smaller news, Dez Bryant signed with the Baltimore Ravens practice squad.
It makes me happy. Yeah. Even though he's a Raven, it makes me happy.
I'm just happy
here.
He's back in the league.
Me too.
I don't really think it's that big.
And
of a
it
sign.
Really bothers me because before he was injured, he signed with the Saints. I'm like
that's
that would have been that would have been fucking
yeah.
Oh my
dirty,
god,
bro.
That would have been
and
last year.
That was pretty. That last year would have been great, but that the year he signed was I'm pretty sure was
no, it was last year.
It was last year.
It was 2018.
2 years ago. 2 years ago.
2018.
It was 2 years.
Yes,
his last game was December 2017.
Oh, so
he signed with the Saints 2018, and he got injured in practice. But I think that was Michael Thomas's rookie year.
No, it wasn't. It was a
second.
Okay,
second
30. That would have been.
So he kind of established himself already.
That would have been overpowered, man.
Pretty cool. Would have been good.
But
I'm not really making too much of it now because he's still in the practice squad. They're probably going to elevate him. I think it's probably a better receiver for Lamar Jackson than it is than Marquise Brown. Just because I think Lamar Jackson's less like
accurate.
So having a bigger body is probably a better
it would benefit him.
And a stronger body. Like that guy can catch anything.
The thing with Dez is that in Dallas, what he was like, what he is good at, what he is just like, I'm just going to run a go route and I'm just going to throw a 50-50 ball at me. I'm going to come down with it, right?
Yeah.
So since he's gotten older, he kind of lost a step, and that's why Dallas ended up cutting him. So just got to see if he's added to his route tree or if he's
I'm happy for the man.
That's
me too.
You saw the tweet that he put out that he's like, oh, I'm like, thank God. Like, I'm so happy I'm crying right now.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Dez Bryant.
Shout out to Dez.
Number 88.
Now we got to get into some trade rumors. All right. Well, the first one's not a rumor. The first one actually did come through already. Everson Griffin got traded to the Cowboys for a conditional 6-round pick.
When I saw that shit broke my heart, low-key.
Why? Because it was his favorite team?
It was his favorite team. You know what I mean?
I mean, that sucks, but it was like a 6-round pick, really?
Well, that's what makes it worse.
Additional 6-round pick, so it's not even like a guaranteed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what makes it worse. Like, imagine if I make the league and I get to sign with the Steelers and
that's
they're
a
just
big
like,
if. There's a big if.
Big if.
I mean,
make the
I
league
don't
as
know,
a water boy.
Probably just like, Like for them, they're just probably doing a fire sale for the rest of the season. It's not like he was really helping them. For the Lions, on the other hand,
we'll get into that. We'll
trying to
that.
Make a run.
No, yeah, I'm excited. I'm
trying to make a run.
I never want to say those words win. That I'm excited for Detroit, but I'm excited for Detroit.
Bro, you guys know I'm like a closet like Detroit fan. All right,
mm-hmm. Best O line in the league.
Best O line.
They do have the best O line. But Matthew Stafford, I hope he finally makes the playoffs. Hoping he gets a win, but they're gonna have to knock out the Packers because they're not getting into any of the wild cards.
In the NFC
West. The NFC West is going to take every single playoff spot, bro. Yep. That's just crazy.
Yep. They're going to take every single one.
All right, but now for the rumors. The biggest rumors that I've been seeing, all right? The ones that are probably real. Mm-hmm. Stephon Gilmore, last year's defensive player of the year.
Hilarious.
Is available in trade rumors.
That's wild.
Hilarious. Which team do you think should trade for him? I got Baltimore. One in mind. Baltimore.
Yes.
Why?
Baltimore actually has the worst pass defense right now.
Do they actually with mm-hmm. Marlon Humphreys and mm-hmm. so what?
They're only 32nd.
Their only good game was against the Browns.
Yeah, shut up. Nah, I feel like that's a team that especially with losses in defense and with losses in the pass game, it's like I feel like that's a team that should recover from that.
The Seahawks. That pass defense is fucking garbage, bro.
Valid.
Honestly, this might just be me. Maybe it's a good defensive strategy to put somebody on the best player on the other team because, like, DeAndre Hopkins was just running wild out there.
That's something they should think about. Yeah, that is something they should think about.
They did not fucking do anything, bro.
It's just an idea.
What the fuck was happening? I was playing against him, so I was kind of sweating, but, like, DK Metcalf did nothing, so I was kind of safe. But, like, if you have Stephon Gilmore there, bro, I'm not saying he's going to shut him down, but he's not going to fucking run wild.
It'd be a bigger threat. And I don't know. I feel like Stephon has lost his touch. You saw it in the Seahawks game.
Yeah.
That's right.
DK Metcalf got fucking.
We saw that. So it's like.
I mean, also, like, I don't know if he's lost a step or maybe it's just like he just matches up bad with DK Metcalf because he's a bigger.
I mean, he's bigger, stronger, faster.
It should be illegal to be as athletic as DK Metcalf and be in the NFL, bro.
You should have to be like a fucking tight end or something.
Bro, you should have to be my height to be as fast as he is, bro. But that man is literally like as fucking tall as LeBron James and as fast as Tyreek Hill.
Exactly. And then Tyreek Hill makes sense because Tyreek Hill is so much smaller.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's tiny.
But man's Megatron, bro. He's scary.
The way he chased down Buda Baker, bro.
Dude. Fucking full speed ahead,
bro. That might be the play of the NFL season just because of how fucking crazy that was, bro. Buda Baker had like a 15 yard head start and he still fucking caught him before the goal line, bro. He's like 15 yards out.
I love the mic'd up part of because he was mic'd up, Buda Baker. He was like, "You saw that shit?" fucking came from my ass.
Fuck.
Modern day Megatron, bro. I'm telling you.
So you got Baltimore. I don't think they do it also because they're in the AFC. Also, the Patriots are like rivals with the Ravens.
I guess so. I feel like it would be a little bit harder, but it's not divisional. So like that does give you like a little bit of leeway in some cases.
True.
I don't know.
You don't know anybody?
I didn't think about like a team that would like that I should trade for. I don't know.
I try to think of a second team.
I mean, Seahawks. Just to have a
49ers.
Just to have Jesus a name, Christ. The Cowboys. But like,
I thought about that too. Bro, I did consider that.
I don't know, bro. I think the Cowboys are kind of phoning it in for the season. We're gonna get into.
We're
I don't want to talk about the Cowboys.
I don't want to talk about the Cowboys.
But I don't know. All right. In other news, Odell Beckham tore his ACL.
RIP 13.
And the rest of the game, Baker went on to throw 5 touchdowns, including the game winner.
See, that's great and all, but Baker reason is the direct reason that OBJ is out for the season.
I get that.
You can't tell me otherwise.
Right? No. I understand that 100%. Right? But low key, and like this sucks because I feel bad for Odell Beckham. I think he's going to be back. He has to get traded.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's better without Baker. Yep. Baker is better without Odell. Mm-hmm. Very strange.
Now, Browns are going to the playoffs for sure.
Probably Baker is better without Odell Beckham. Yep. I feel like there's just something in his head that like when Odell's in the game, he's like, "Damn, bro, I have to give this guy 10 balls a game."
Think about it. His first season, Odell wasn't there.
He did fucking nasty.
Did nasty. Second season, Odell was there. Did fucking garbage.
And now
I feel like I feel like you finally found the recipe here.
Yeah.
And you should kind of give him the boot, but not so soon because you have to wait for him to come back and develop trade value.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Because the thing is, you're gonna have to let him come back, play, show that he's still
good.
I don't think he's gonna come back like as good, because this kind of sucks. But that does hurt receivers on the ACL injury. But you have to show that he still has some value at least a little bit.
And
hopefully,
he
can come back 100%. If he can come back 100%, and he can go to Green Bay, that'd be insane.
Or the Patriots,
bro. You can show
the Patriots, man.
Bro, he's going to San Francisco.
Cam
needs. I feel like he'd match up so well with Cam.
Oh, 100%.
Right, like just specifically, like attitude wise, like I feel like they really
well.
Would.
We should just talk about that game next because now we're going to be going over the games from last week that stood out to us, right?
Yes, sir.
49ers versus Patriots. The 49ers spanked them. The 49ers are back where I told you guys they'd be. couple weeks ago. You guys both counted them out.
I did count them out. They beat a bad team, so like.
They beat the Patriots. I know. They beat the Rams. They didn't beat the Rams. They spanked the Rams.
The 49ers did?
They did beat the Rams. It was Monday night, I think.
That's Sunday night.
Sunday night, my fault. But nah, like, it sucks because like, I've been rooting for Cam a lot, you know, and it's just like.
It sucks because last week we gave him the excuse that he'd only practiced twice in the last like two weeks or whatever.
But now, like, COVID. What's
and,
the excuse?
But he's very open to it. He's like, I feel like my job might be on the line. Like, he understands like his position.
I like that.
And I love that, man. I love that. But like I was telling Nick at the gym, I'm like, he's probably not the comeback player of the year anymore. I don't even think the Patriots might even play the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they're third in the division right now.
They're third, yeah.
They're third. They're behind the Dolphins. Hoping that Tua can be back. I mean, I don't know. Will they fucking catch up to him? I don't fucking know.
I really don't know. It sucks because... Because
he came out looking like a fucking savage again.
I feel like that team has suffered. It's not Brady. It's not just Brady. If Brady was still there, I think that team would actually still be in the same position.
Probably.
Right? I don't think it's the Brady thing. I just think that is another team that has suffered injuries.
Also, they have the most...
I think they just need to scrap it all down. They need to rebuild.
Come back.
But they have the most players that opted out. Their entire defense opted out.
Yeah, and I told you guys that going into the season, that's why like I didn't pick
this defense isn't the same. The offense is the same.
Which is what surprised me when they started.
The offense isn't even completely the same because Philip Dorsett isn't there anymore. That was a receiver. Mm-hmm. And N'Keal Harry has just proven to be a bust because he can't fucking get open.
That hurts.
Julian Edelman is another year older. So he was already old last year and led the league in drops, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Sonny Michel got injured severely.
And they don't use him either way.
They don't use him either way.
The backfield's a mess. So it's like there's a lot of problems with that team.
And like Cam's just starting to realize that like the few weapons he doesn't have.
But if they're able to turn it around, Bill Belichick should be coach of the year. I don't think they'd give it to him just because like people don't like him.
Yeah.
But if that team makes the playoffs, they should give it. But I hope Cam's able to turn it around.
I hope so because again, I root for him.
Me too.
But it's hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. Each week from like week one to now, he's gotten worse and worse.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, week one, he showed that he can still run. Week two, they're showing that he
was
can still
pass.
Was
week two the Seahawks game?
The Seahawks game. And they came within the game. But he threw for like 390 yards.
Yeah,
like that.
It was fine. Yeah, he lost the game to a fluke. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, and then they had the game against the Raiders, which I think he looked fine. Wasn't great, but the whole team looked pretty good.
And they won that.
And then they have gone downhill since there.
Exactly.
Tested for positive. Because
of COVID, so he couldn't be there for the Chiefs game. He couldn't be there for whatever the next game was.
Yeah.
And then, so, yeah, it sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah. So then the next game we got to talk about, the Buccaneers versus the Raiders. You guys buying into the Buccaneers being the NFC favorites now?
100%.
Think so?
I mean, they're the top three in the NFC.
They are the team that everyone thought they would be, that a lot of people overhyped them to be, I believe they would be. And here they are.
I think the defense is a lot better than anybody thought they're going to be. That 100%. Defense is fucking
Everyone thought that offense.
Yeah.
Right? Those 11 are just going to be nasty. No, dude. It's the other way around, which is insane.
Even though Brady's a good.
MVP, baby.
MVP right now, probably. I mean, he might be the favorite.
He has
18 honestly.
Touchdowns and like three interceptions.
When I was talking to Nick about, I'm like, he didn't do bad enough to be comeback player. Like, he didn't do bad enough last year to be comeback player. But like, if he did, it's him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. But for the Buccaneers, it's just like I said at the beginning of the year, it's I need to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it now. I don't know if they're the NFC favorites because like a lot of the players don't have playoff experience. Did Jameis Winston ever take them in the playoffs? No, right? No.
The Bucs haven't been in the playoffs since 2004.
No one there really has playoff experience except for Tom Brady, Antonio Brown now.
But
Gronkowski.
But still, I feel like they're heading in the right direction with Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians is just really tough and like built like that. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's what would keep AB in check, because I feel like they'll be so quick. Like, oh, you're starting bullshit. Like, get out. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like they'll be so quick.
Well, I mean, I think he already came out and said it. Like,
he did. But like,
get out.
But you know what I mean? Like, talk is one thing, and then actually executing. But I feel like that is the guy to do it. That is the guy to actually be like, get out of here, right? That has that same tolerance level as like Belichick. So I believe in the team. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think that Brady, I think I told you guys or in the group chat, I think Brady pulled his GOAT card on the organization. Because I remember Bruce Arians said he didn't want AB. And then they got AB. So I'm pretty sure like Tom Brady's
But Bruce Arians came out and said that it wasn't Brady.
They just decided to.
But were you supposed to say that your quarterback went over your head?
I get that. I just think they might have just done it just to get him out of the Seahawks. They're like, all right, he's better in here than he is anywhere else. You get me?
I don't know. But I'm excited.
Like, addition by subtraction.
Yeah, we'll keep him on the practice squad so he's not in Seattle.
Yeah. All right. So moving on, we got to talk about the probably the most memed game of the week besides the Giants because of Daniel Jones. But the Falcons lost the game by scoring points. All right, against the Lions.
That's amazing.
That's how you know you're a fucking garbage team. That's the most Falcons way to lose.
That is amazing, man. I love it.
Who would have thought, right?
Bro, it was so funny.
That's like, my bozo of the week, bro.
It's so funny when you see the defense look at the referee and just, be like, it's a touchdown. Touchdown.
It's a touchdown.
Right? Like,
that was the funniest thing of the week.
Which is
Matthew
crazy.
Stafford, great ending drive because Matthew Stafford still had to go down and score and he fucking did it.
Hey, yes, the sir. Falcons helped me because that pass touchdown was to TJ Hockenson.
It was so on your
the
team.
Falcons are on my side, bro. I love it.
Bro, that was the funniest game of the week for sure.
Dude, that was hilarious, man.
What made it even funnier is like if he just did like scored without like any awareness and he just did it, like it wouldn't have been as funny. But since he was trying to stop,
his momentum took him to the.
It sucks because he lost his balance. By the time he got his balance, he tried to get it.
Yeah,
like,
he tried
to
knee. You can see it. Yeah. Like, and
that's just funny as hell.
It sucks because it's Todd Gurley, bro. Because I like Todd Gurley.
I love Todd Gurley.
Me too, but like, sucks to suck.
They couldn't just kneel it out. Like, also, they couldn't run the clock. It was a minute left. They couldn't just.
I saw something. Well, I think they might have needed to pick up the first down.
Oh, but, my God.
I saw something that he has a clause, like an incentive in his contract to get a certain number of touchdowns. And then people were
Jesus.
Like, oh, do you think maybe he's just faking it?
Dude, if it is, bro,
pretty funny.
Go for it. Fuck it.
Secure that bag.
Get that money.
Running with one back. Win, bro, who fucking gives a shit, bro?
Who gives a shit?
You're not going to playoffs. Anywhere.
But, like, we were talking about this in the car, me and Nick. Matt Ryan is leading in passing yards.
Yep.
Because it's his good year, bro.
It's his good year. We called that, bro.
We did
call that. It's Matt Ryan. I know they did a Madden simulation, and they actually had him as the MVP.
Really?
And it's actually so funny. I don't know if Madden takes into account his good year. They put all his stats up.
Good year stat.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan is leading. Then it's Sean Watson, then Joe Burrow, then Josh Allen, then Teddy Two Gloves.
Joey B. Teddy Two Gloves, bro. In the conversation.
But Teddy Two Gloves is like a distant fifth place. Like,
bro, doesn't matter.
Like 80 yards.
Still Teddy Two Gloves, bro. Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah. The GOAT.
Anyways.
All right. Getting into the Steelers and the Titans. Are the Steelers the best team in the NFL?
100%.
All right, bro.
1,000%.
The name of the show is Extremely Biased Sports, but you got to take
it
that literally.
you're too far, buddy.
I'm taking it literally.
All right. What do you think, Nick?
I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to give away my top 10.
Oh my God, bro.
That's a yes.
I'm not going to say
That's
anything.
That's probably a yes.
That's a yes.
I neither confirm nor deny that
I'm
statement.
I'm on an island right now.
Like I said before we started recording, if they beat the Ravens the next week,
bro,
10-0.
You guys tried your fucking hardest to lose this game.
No, we didn't.
By committee.
Yes, you did. Literally.
By committee,
literally.
They are the best because they're the only undefeated team left.
Only right.
1,000.
Only 1,000. You know who else was technically the best team in the NFL that year? 15-1? The Panthers. Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
Weren't they? They were 15-1. I thought they were 14-2.
15-1.
It's the 15-1 curse.
The 15-1 curse.
Have you ever heard about
it? I hope you guys go 15-1.
You shut your mouth.
You son of a bitch.
You shut your mouth, bro. I hope Big Ben's on the cover of Madden next year.
Fuck.
100%.
Right. I don't know. Like, okay. I understand. They're a really good team. Their defense is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys fucking tried your hardest to lose that game on Sunday. Sir. It was super close. Bro, if it wasn't for that missed kick, you guys were in overtime. You guys had no momentum going your way.
100%.
You guys would have lost that game in overtime.
I know we would have won the coin toss.
We would have won the coin toss.
I know. Big Ben would have picked tails.
We would have. No, they
tails
would've
never
avoided,
fails, baby.
They would have voted heads. It's a double-sided
tails
coin.
Tails never fails, baby.
Bro, dude. You guys were getting outcoached by Mike Vrabel. No, I'm joking.
That I love happen. Mike Vrabel. I think Mike Vrabel might be coach of the year. He's my second pick to be coach of the year.
If you say fucking Mike Tomlin.
No, it's actually Stefanski.
All right. I accept that.
it's actually Stefanski.
I know Tomlin's probably three for you, though.
Three.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Look who you're pass. Talking to.
All right.
It was a fantastic win. It did get a little spicy at the end.
But a win's a win.
A win's a win.
That's
about
W. Coach of the year, which is the best coach of the year. We got to talk about the worst coach of the year.
Oh.
This is a very questionable topic, right? The Cowboys versus the Washington.
I heard that R-E-D, baby.
You said the hard R.
Versus the red football team. Okay?
The red football
team.
Oh, bad.
That was a good save.
That is their call. Right?
The Cowboys look like complete fucking trash right now. Do you think they should fire Mike McCarthy at the end of the year?
I think so. You think Lincoln Riley would help that team?
I think 100%. I think it's so stupid. You think you should go out and get Lincoln Riley? He's not even close.
Dude, It's not that they I'm lost down. To the I'm football down. Teams. They lost bro, bad.
A lot of people are fucking have a problem with bad. The fact that the team, like, after they fucking murdered Andy Dalton on the field, which we hope he gets better, by the way.
Obviously. I hope so, too.
I right? hope so, too.
But no one from the team went to go fight the guy from the red football team.
Oh. That's right? fucked up.
That's really? Pretty fucked up. You remember when Kiko Alonso did a pretty yeah. similar play? I don't think that one was as dirty. Right, but I'm a Dolphins fan, so I might be biased.
Bro, dude, I can even throw it back to last year, bro, when the whole Myles Garrett thing happened. Bro, the whole O line was ready to beat the shit out of Myles Garrett.
That's the backup quarterback, right?
And that's the backup quarterback. When, you see, yeah. there you go.
When I forgot who they were playing with the Steelers, when AB got hurt, Juju like went back.
Oh, Vontaze Burfict. Vontaze Burfict. Yeah, like, yeah, exactly, bro. You got to be with two teams.
So that's why like, I don't think it's like McCarthy start to a fault, but I think it's a player's fault. Because if the players have no chemistry where they won't fight for each other, they're not so gonna play for each other.
The thing is, that also has to do with the coach. That the coach doesn't get the team to like believe that they are a team.
But like your players have to build each other too.
Yeah. It's a 50-50.
That entire organization is a shit show.
That yeah, but you also have the players coming out and saying that the coaches are unprepared.
Well, if you're fucking sucking ass, you're gonna blame someone else.
Yeah, but also the defense wasn't that bad last. The defense was almost top 10 last year, and they didn't really make any changes. All they did was make changes to get better. Besides,
well, they lost Byron Jones. Yeah.
That's the but then replaced them with
Trayvon
Diggs.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem I see with the team
is Mike Nolan, which is the defensive coordinator.
The defensive coordinator.
He's not changing his scheme to fit the players that he has. Right? That's been the big problem. Right? The one who hired him, because the thing is, the offense, the Jerry Jones told him to keep the same offensive coordinator from last year because, like, the offense was nasty last year. Right? So he comes out, then he tells Mike McCarthy to pick his defensive coordinator. He picks this guy. This guy's last job, I think, was in like 2016. He led like a really bad defense, like 26. Never got another job as a defensive coordinator, right?
Here we are.
Mike McCarthy brings him back, and then this team's a fucking shit show. And this team was never like this under Jason Garrett. It was never this bad besides the one year that Tony Romo went down, but they didn't really have a good backup.
It's just this entire organization is a mess, man.
Right, and it's like, I understand where you can blame Jason Garrett because of the longevity and you never went anywhere. And I get that. That's valid. You're trying to win, I mean, and you're not winning.
I don't think it's a Super Bowl roster either.
No, me either. But it should be a playoff. It should be an 11-5 team.
They should be the easy favorite in the NFC East.
But they're not.
Exactly.
I have Washington winning the division, honestly, at this point.
Right, that's bullshit, bro.
I don't know who to pick.
The Eagles aren't doing it.
The Eagles are doing it, bro. You know why? Carson wins, bro. He might not put up the prettiest numbers, but that man finds a way to win.
I'm gonna bring up the meme again.
It's just a bad. Like this should be like with how bad that division is. It smells like bitch in here. With how bad that division is, it should be an easy win for the Cowboys. They should be the.
I agree with you.
But you know, just never.
Even with Dak in there, it didn't look like they're gonna win the division.
I am excited.
When Dak was in there before, like the game,
it gave you better hope. Though
it gave you hope. Better hope. I understand, but it wasn't like hope. Oh, like this is the team that's gonna win this division.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore because the way the Eagles started, I was like, damn, bro, it might be the Cowboys.
Yeah, I get that. But then now the Eagles have looked better though.
Exactly. Like time has progressed.
You know why? Because Carson wins.
Oh my God, bro.
Carson wins, bro.
But you know what? What excites me about like this whole NFC nonsense. Or just that division in general.
Yeah, they're just going to delete the NFC East.
They should just delete it, right? They should just trade the Cardinals to the NFC East, right?
Exactly.
Easy dub. They win it every year. No, my problem is I feel like now the NFL should actually review how they do the playoffs because the fact that it is possible that a team with 5 wins is going to host a playoff game is ridiculous.
If the Eagles make the playoffs, they're going to win a game. And this is something that we're going to get. Well, actually, we're just going to talk about that game relax. Next. The Bears, when they make it as if the Bears make it as the top Bears. Like wild card, right? And they play the Eagles are going to smoke them.
Smoke them.
Carson Wentz versus smoke Nick Foles.
Wait.
Do you know
how
funny that'd be?
No. Hold on, Look. Okay, so if they were 4, right? Because they'd be 4 because they have the worst division out of all of them.
They'd play 5.
They play 5?
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, because 2 would play 6 and then 2 would play 7 and then 3 would play 6. So,
wow.
It'd be imagine if it's Bears versus Eagles, bro. You know how funny that is that it'd be Carson Wentz versus right Nick Foles?
No, but like
I'd be the biggest Bear fan that game.
How many wild cards is it against? 3, right?
It's
3. Dude, I think that's the whole NFC West.
Yeah, it's very possible. But I'm just saying, I hope now I just thought about this today.
But if you think about it,
versus Bears.
If it's the whole NFC West, bro, they might go against the Rams.
No, but I want it to be
against like he's saying he wants it to be.
Bears no, I know what you want it to be, but I'm talking about what it might happen. And if it's against the Rams, they'll get slapped.
Obviously, get slapped, but bro. Like,
you know why? Because Carson wins.
He's a sack leader, baby.
Let's just move on, bro.
Bro, Aaron Donald is a god.
That's the same. Like Aaron Donald versus your fucking bitch-ass Carson Wentz.
Bro, dude, come on.
It smells like
he's going to kill him. He's going to fucking
Donald's
kill.
Not dirty. Aaron Donald's not dirty like Jadeveon Clowney.
But so what? Yo, he's still good.
That was bad.
Dirty-ass hit, bro. Get him out. If not, the Eagles would have won that game last year. You're not going to tell me that Carson Wentz would have accounted for at least like 3 more points, whatever the fuck they lost.
Probably not.
It was literally like... That was bullshit, bro.
Hey, that game is the reason they went out to get Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah, me too. Which is fantastic. Fucking saw. They're like, damn, dude. Like,
and this guy's fucking dead.
You don't have Big Dick Nick anymore, bro.
But they had Josh McCown. Love that guy.
No, he's a nice guy.
He's a great guy. He's
fucking 41 years old.
So what? So what? It's just a mindset, baby. Yeah,
Brady's 43, bro. Yeah. Come on.
Breeze is 40-something.
You're right, you're right. Exactly. I mean, the truth is, like, looking at that, where they are in their prime, like, at their ages, McCown might be better than Brady, if we're being honest.
Exactly. I think McCown at 41 was better than Brady and Breeze at 41. I'm just saying.
I
know it.
It's just a fact.
It's funny because Brady at 41 won a Super Bowl.
It's because McCown. He did. Yeah, but think about it. Brady had all those years playing on the football field. Exactly. He wants to do that. McCown was on the bench for
McCown?
All
those years. Learning. That, he's learned like 13 different systems, so he can't pick a system, dude.
Sitting down, acquiring knowledge.
Bro, you know when they want to like bench like a rookie for the first year? McCown did that for the first 17 years of his career.
Exactly.
What's the next game we have here?
All right, next. We're going to get to Seahawks Cardinals.
I thought we were going to talk about your boo-boo Bears, bro.
Oh, well, I mean,
that's a quick one.
Well, the Rams versus the Bears, right? Okay, Nick Foles, fucking trash.
He
has
worse numbers than Mitchell Trubisky.
Maserati Mitch might be the play.
I like that meme you put on Twitter where it's like Nick Foles versus Tom Brady. It's like a big ass, like strong ass man. And it's like Nick Foles versus anyone else. And it's just a SpongeBob. Like,
the smooth one.
Yeah, the smooth.
Right, it's so funny. But he's playing so bad.
Yeah.
But Maserati Mitch might be back, bro.
It's the same offense that it was before. I think
it bothers me because Allen Robinson gets no targets.
It's fucking fun. Yeah, but also he's playing against Jalen Ramsey, bro.
I don't give a shit.
Come on, bro.
Dude, Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey's a god.
All right. Like
but what is it?
Whoa.
Come down there, right? Don't get too excited about talking about the
Bears. I love the Bears.
The Bears.
Right? But just like looking at their numbers, right? Mitch Trubisky, when he got benched, 6 touchdowns, 3 picks. Nick Foles right now, 6 touchdowns, 4 picks. Mitch Trubisky was also undefeated. Nick Foles isn't undefeated. Both losses have come from under Nick Foles.
Do you see what I mean? Maserati Mitch is the play. But if you wasted that pick years ago, use them.
I told you when they first made the switch that they couldn't have made the switch. They shouldn't have made it yet. No,
yeah. I knew they shouldn't have
Both
made the
you
switch.
You guys agreed on it. I said, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah. No, but no. I understand.
I thought the switch made no sense.
I'm saying once you made the switch, you can't go back.
That's true.
You're
going to have to ride this wave now. Yeah,
you have to ride the Nick Foles wave now.
You can't spell Bears without D-A.
Exactly.
Duh, Bears.
That is exactly what we bring up this topic for.
I was thinking about it the entire time as we're talking about Nick Foles. I'm like, D-A, Bears.
I have to pull off this joke.
Anyways.
This is the joke.
If I didn't say it now, I was never going to say it.
But they can't switch back now.
Yeah, it's just embarrassing.
Do you think they're going to make the playoffs? Are they the worst 5
team? They're going to switch back.
I think
they
will.
But not because, like, oh, they're switching. Because Nick Foles is going to get quote-unquote injured. They're going to get one of the defensive linemen in practice to break his fucking Achilles.
Bro, like the Broncos last year put Joe Flacco in the IR. Yeah. That he hurt his neck. So everyone knew it just because they fucking hated him.
Exactly, bro. Dude.
Well, okay, the good game though. Seahawks versus Cardinals.
I thought we were gonna talk about the Bills versus Jets.
No, that was quick. That was quite the game.
That was a crazy game.
That was a really good game.
I did not watch it, but it was quite the game.
I was rooting for the Seahawks for once.
I was rooting for the Cardinals.
I was rooting for the league.
Midget? No, I'm joking.
That little gummy bear. It's my gummy bear.
I was rooting for the league. I was just excited to watch football.
Go football.
Go teams.
Like fucking.
He sat down like Rob Lowe with the
NFL.
NFL.
The NFL.
Go teams. Man.
Go teams. He's like, yes, this is my sport.
That was a good game. The Arizona defense showed up.
You guys think Arizona's a real play for the Super Bowl this year? Or maybe just
I don't know, because they have games like this one where they perform great. And then against the fucking, like, it's like bozo teams, they'll just get slapped.
I think their offense is very, like, it's not.
It's very, like, inconsistent.
No, it's not even that, bro. It's like their passing offense is like towards the end of the game, they got it going towards Christian Kirk and Larry Fitzgerald. But for the first like quarter of the game, half of the game, it was literally just them throwing to DeAndre Hopkins.
Which I think that's what fucks them up.
I think that fucks them up
way too much.
And then they can't get anything going in the run game, right? And now Chase Edmonds, maybe he fucking gets something going. But Kenyon Drake, has not been able to get anything. And I don't really, I don't think it's his fault. I don't know if you guys have been watching the games.
I have not.
But like, bro, they hand him the ball and there's like five like defensive linemen all over. That's hilarious. It's so bad.
He's like, what but, do I do? But Kenyon Drake was a savage last year during the trade deadline. I don't know what's going on, bro.
Yeah, that offensive line needs to get some work on. But like, I think that's the problem with their offense, bro. Their offense literally just like fucking to DeAndre Hopkins or bust. And then like now
exactly. they get some now, other now Christian and Kirk say more love. But like, that's what I was telling him in the car as well. You have to because teams are just going to be like that guy. You know what I mean? Like you have
like
to.
Like the Seahawks should have done, bro. I don't know what the fuck the Seahawks are smoking.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's the Seahawks beat themselves.
Gilmore. Yeah. I agree 100%. Yeah. Seahawks beat themselves.
Yeah. But Kyler did have a great game.
He did.
He did. After I told you guys that he didn't do that great against the Cowboys, bro. Yeah. He only completed 9 passes against the Cowboys. He comes back.
Had 360 yards, 3 touchdowns. Banger. He had an interception, which...
Unfortunately. Russell Wilson threw 3.
He had 67 rushing yards for a touchdown.
That's crazy. 4 touchdowns. Look at that
guy. Dude, he had a great game.
Yeah, Russell Wilson threw 3 picks, which isn't going to happen every game.
Yeah, it's not going to happen a lot. And I honestly, how many picks did he throw? 3. Jesus. Of all the defenses he's played and he's going to play, I expect it to be Arizona.
Yeah, me neither.
For 3 interceptions. Yeah.
You saw the first round pick, Isaiah Simmons. He came
finally,
in.
Finally, dude.
And he got the pick. Yes, sir. In the overtime.
And I'm so excited because he just wasn't performing up until like
he was just there.
I thought he was just vibing.
Like, he was just there and I was
had
like,
he been playing or had he been
he was playing
or was he just not playing
the whole time? Oh, he was just vibing.
I heard he wasn't vibing. Playing. I heard they weren't putting him
in.
I heard
that they weren't putting him in.
Oh, really?
Now they put him in.
So he was just vibing.
Yeah, he was on the bench like, fuck it, dude. A win to win, baby. But is Kyler Murray back in the MVP race?
Nope.
I mean, he's in the race, but he's not going to win it.
All right. Who do you guys think is in the MVP race right now?
Russ.
Russ, with that 3-pick performance, I think that brings Kyler back into it.
That brings Kyler back into it. Russ goes lower.
I think Josh Allen's slowly taking himself out.
I think Allen's already out of it.
I don't know, bro.
Okay, I'm just going to say 5 names just to say them, and then next week we'll go more in depth. Okay.
Russ, Rodgers,
I'm
Brady.
I said 5 names, you fucking asshole.
I said mine.
Okay, but that asked you?
Damn it,
bro. Dude, this is why we need new co-hosts.
We can't have nice things.
I'm just going to say 5 names. We're going to move on because I want to go in detail next week. Brady, Russ, Rodgers, Kyler and
Josh Allen,
my homeboy.
So I'm gonna say 4 names.
he meant to put Josh Allen in there.
Maybe
he meant to put my homeboy.
But that was a good game.
I like that game.
But you said in the car today that this was another example of a game that the overtime rules should change.
Oh, well,
100%.
No, but this one they both got the ball. So
yeah, sense. But by fluke, by an interception.
Yeah, but that's fine.
No, but that doesn't matter. It shouldn't just be like first score wins the game.
It's just a first touchdown.
No, I get that, but what?
I think he said he wanted to be like first touchdown wins.
No, it should be a fifth quarter.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm fine with that too, but like I'm fine with like in this game, I can't use it as an example for that because both teams got a chance to score.
I was
and just the Seahawks did it.
But I'm just saying it was by fluke. It was just like, I mean, yeah, the last week was a better example with the Titans, but still, it's just
okay. Well, a better example would have been if the Steelers went to overtime and then the Titans get the ball first and they score first. And
you wouldn't have heard the end of it.
Yeah, then this guy would have been like an advocate. He would have been like what Dave Portnoy did to Roger Goodell. I don't know if you guys seen that or not.
No.
All right, Dave Portnoy, he owns like Barstool Sports or whatever, mm-hmm. right? He created it. He's a big Patriots fan. When Brady got suspended for Deflategate, he flew to New York, stood outside of the NFL headquarters with signs saying Free Brady.
That's
and
hilarious.
Then walked in and told them that he wanted to meet with Roger Goodell. And
they're like, do you have an appointment?
They said no. He sat in the lobby and handcuffed himself to like his
That's a real fan right there.
That shit was hilarious, bro. That's what you would have done.
Yeah, for sure. Like, who are you? You'll know my name soon. Trust me, buddy.
Bro. I still believe in it. I there's 2 things the NFL should change is the overtime rules and the way you structure the playoffs. Like, and we're seeing live examples.
I don't have a problem with the way they structure the playoffs.
I 100% have a problem with the playoffs.
No, it's like whatever, bro.
No team in the division should be in the playoffs.
Should I talk about
it's like different from like the NBA because every team gets a chance to play every single team. In the NFL, it's like, you get me? You don't get to play every single team.
Should I mention?
We don't know how bad the NFC East is. No, I'm
sorry. Should I mention the Steve A. Smith thing now or later?
Oh, yeah, you can do it now.
Because speaking about like rule changes, I saw a video of Steve A. Smith on his show talk about, because they were saying how Zeke did not play good.
We should have talked about it during Dallas.
Yeah, I know, but it just slipped my mind. But how Zeke's not been playing good, and last week he had like those fumbles, whatever.
Yeah.
And Max was saying, this is why you don't play running backs.
Yeah.
100%. And Max was saying, like, now the trend should be like you're going to see running backs go higher in the first round because they're going to max out that rookie contract and then get them on. And then Steve A. Smith had like an idea, again, just an idea, just a thing, which kind of makes sense. He says that there should be a rule in the NFL where you can go over the salary cap to pay a running back, but it has to be a 1-year deal. So that way you just keep contracts going. And he was saying how, like, there's some rules like that. Like, the NBA has, like, the Larry Bird rule, which you can go over the salary cap if it's for your own player. Like, if you're trying to pay your own.
The Bird rights. Yeah.
So he was saying that she's going to have, like, for a running back. So that way you maximize the efficiency of them, and you're just on 1-year deals.
I think the, like, what the NFL should do is just, like put up the price for rookie contracts for running backs. I think that's what they have to do.
I think you're going to see a lot more, like, running backs taken higher now because of that. So it's people are just going to, like, use them for their rookie contracts and then gone.
And then just, yeah. I mean, that's what's happening. That's what why Dalvin Cook and Kamara were holding out and everything was because this next offseason, there's so many running backs that are available. Joe Mixon. Well, it was supposed to be Joe Mixon, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara. Those guys got signed. James Conner's still available. Jamal Williams is still available. I feel
like James Conner will most likely get re-signed.
You think so?
Because he's doing fun.
It depends. I mean, the thing is, he's not doing, like what he's doing isn't irreplaceable. So, like, why are you going to sign him to a big second contract? I'm not saying that they're not, but I'm just saying, like, this is what a lot of teams, like, think about. Like, I can replace this, like, production very easily.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not doing anything crazy. Yeah. Either they don't re-sign him because, like, oh, why waste the money? Or they just give him, like, just a decent, like, an okay contract.
Keep him for the low, right? It's a good story.
But the thing is, you get the Steelers. They might offer him, like, what, let's say, like, $6 million a year, right?
Yeah, maybe.
But then another team that needs a running back, no teams come to mind that really need a running back. But, and then come on, offer him $10
million. Yeah.
He's going to leave.
Yeah.
And then that team's going to fucking regret it.
Yeah. But I do like the idea of, like, you can go to salary cap just to pay a running back for, like, that 1-year contract, because it would be kind of interesting.
I get it.
But I don't think running backs would like that because they want the long-term security.
Oh, they're not going to like it, but they're going to have to
learn
to like it.
Yeah, and also it would be cool because then they're going to, especially, well, injuries you can't really control, but, like, you're going to see, like, them, like, play their ass off because, you know, they need that money.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying for, like, the first contract to be, that, like, rookie, huge. Like, kind of make it, like, comparable to, like, rookie quarterback. Rookie quarterback contracts.
Yeah.
Something like that, because that's... Because
rookie quarterback contracts are, like, way better.
I mean, Tua, Jesus Christ.
Tua is just fucking...
Yeah, bro, we're going to fucking...
Nice.
What's next? Is it me? Oh, no.
Oh, we can talk about the Bills versus Jets really quick.
Really quick.
Because I just want to know what the fuck's going on with the Bills.
Me too, because that was too close, fucking dude.
Way too close.
Their kicker scored 6 field goals, but he missed 2. So maybe it should have been a little bit different.
But, like, it's
still, but they just weren't able to score touchdowns. I don't know what the fuck happened.
18-10. 18-10 against the Jets.
That game was concerning, right? And you want to talk about, like, you know, the Steelers-Titans game was close. But those are at least 2 good teams.
This is a close game.
Or so we think. No, I'm joking.
This is a close game against the worst team in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's embarrassing, dude.
That is embarrassing.
Mike McCarthy and Adam Gase are trying to figure out who's worse between the two.
It's a war.
It's a war right now. Oh, you think you're a bad buddy?
Mike McCarthy,
coach of the Cowboys, bro.
Cowboys. Oh, never mind. Because I thought you were trying to say the Bills coach, but
No. Bro, the coach from the Bills is actually really good.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He'll fix shit up. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Speaking of bad coaches, I'm really mad that, like, I should have mentioned this when we talked about the Falcons, but I'm mad Matt Patricia had a good game.
You imagine they're going to go 10-6 and get a playoff win?
It sucks.
We have so many teams from the NFC going to the playoffs.
And it's going to be all because of all the work he had to do. That's why they won the playoffs.
All the work they had to do.
Right?
All
right.
Is it that time?
It's that time, boys. It's time for Nick's top 10 teams.
The top 10 teams.
All right. Let's go. Start it.
Okay. The 10th spot is, like, you can... I was, like, hit or miss with 2 teams. And I'm saying... I put the Cardinals at 10. And I was between the Cardinals or the Rams.
Interesting.
All right. So I was looking at the 49ers already in the top 10. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And it was, like, one of those things where, like... It was, like... Hated, like, but the Cardinals, I feel like they beat a better team, so, like, that's why I put them at 10.
All right, understandable.
Also, standing wise, they're second in the NFC West.
Yep. And, like I said, they've been playing good, but they're very consistent, and they have close games against not so great teams. But
I like it.
We'll see that. Number 9, my biased, the Saints.
Ooh. Oh my god, fucking bullshit! They're higher than the 49ers.
What? Who did they?
Okay, I'm gonna break your heart rate. They're not on this list.
Yeah, I know they're not on this list.
Okay. Who did they play again?
They played the pack. What's the guy's name? The fucking Teddy Two Gloves.
The Panthers.
Okay. There we go. I was a Packers.
That's terrible.
Hey, but they won. A W is a W.
Yeah, I know.
Who cares?
That is the rule of the podcast.
A W is a W.
A W is a W. I agree.
You can't disagree.
Saints. That was without Michael Thomas again. Will he ever play?
Slant boy.
That out.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Slant boy.
I hope so. I hope he wins. I hope he plays.
Did you know? I actually saw someone on TikTok do this the other day. If you actually remove all the slant routes that he did last year, he still led the league in receiving.
Yeah, he had like 600 yards from slants. Yeah, still a lot though. 600 yards.
He's still slant boy. I can give a shit.
I don't care as long as he's doing
production.
We don't care
about facts. He's still slant boy.
I don't care about what he does as long as he's producing.
Hey, if he catches like slants again this year for me, bro.
Number 9. Number 8. I have the Bills.
How do you have the Bills higher? What?
Because they played so... That was a close game against the Jets.
It was.
There's no reason that game should have been that close.
I agree.
Against the fucking Jets.
But what's the rule of the podcast?
A W is a W.
A W is a W.
Yeah, but now a W is created equal. Oh, you like that shit? I'm going to tattoo
my
chest.
Oh, we're bringing race into this.
Well, you brought the race.
We're segregating dubs.
Separation of Ws.
And also, they just didn't play that good. Josh Allen hasn't been playing good. Stephon Diggs didn't get a single fucking
even in the Chiefs game. Josh Allen hasn't been playing bad.
But he's not been playing great.
But he threw for a bunch of yards. It's just they couldn't score.
Which is the worst part.
It's also because their running backs
are garbage. Who cares if you have yards if you're not winning and scoring?
Oh, well, they did win.
What can we say?
But like,
what's the rule of this podcast?
A W is a W. Moving on to... I should probably fucking number this.
Where are the Eagles?
Seven. Number seven, the Cowboys. I have the Ravens. The only reason why I have them so low is because they haven't played. So like,
oh, because it was off their
bye week. Bye week. And like, there are teams I have above them played and they played pretty good.
Played good.
So like,
valid.
All right.
I want to see them against the Steelers and then that'll be interesting.
All right, as long as the 49ers are one, it's okay.
Obviously. six. I have the Bucks.
Interesting.
I think they should have been higher. I don't know who the fuck you have in the top five, but they should have been higher.
They should have been higher, but this is one like my bias came out on one of the teams. That's why like it was like here, whatever. But the Bucks, they've been playing really good.
Fantastic.
Could they keep it up and go to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl?
I hope so.
Here's the thing. In the NFC, you know, the Saints, like I obviously want the Saints.
Yeah, it's in your division, yeah.
It's my fucking turf. I want the Saints to win and win Super Bowl, whatever. But it'll be a really fucking cool story if Tom Brady wins the first ever Super Bowl in the hometown of that team.
I'm rooting for it. Even if it's like...
But until the Saints are no longer in the playoffs, fuck Tampa Bay, baby.
It's even such a shame that they'd have to play against the 49ers to get there.
Even if that were to be like a Steelers-Bucks Super Bowl.
Really?
I wouldn't be mad.
Okay, I thought you said you're going for the Bucks. I'm like,
No.
Coming in live.
Come out with this Mike Evans jersey, bro.
No.
Ooh, you fake ass fan.
But if they win, I'd be like,
he's gonna have the Mike Evans on, and then one on top is gonna be Juju, and then
whoever wins, I just like take it off.
He'll just be like, I was last year with the Chiefs winning because I like Mahomes so much. I was kind of like, damn, dude.
You're fine with it. Yeah, it sucks.
He was fine with it afterwards because the day off, he was not fine with it.
I was not fine with it. I agree with that.
F5. Hold on, let me get my
water. I feel like I know who you have at five. I mean, say it.
Who you think you have?
Just say it, pussy.
Just say it.
Just say it.
Say what? Say it. I have the Titans.
I thought you were gonna have the Packers.
I thought you were gonna have the Packers too.
No, I have the Titans.
Which I would have told you to
top
switch.
Four though.
Huh?
Are the Packers top four?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I have the Titans because they still lost, but they played pretty good.
That's fine.
There's times where they could have won that game. So like,
they should have won.
But they didn't.
Exactly.
Should have won the game. All right.
At four, I got the Packers.
You see, the only disagreement I have here is that the Bucks destroyed the Packers. So I would have put the Bucks at five, Packers at six.
Exactly.
I'm going off of this week.
Yeah, but then you do take into consideration.
The Bucks had a really good win this week. They destroyed the Raiders. But
if you're fully going off of this week, the Ravens shouldn't even be on the list. Exactly. Think about that.
That's true.
Think about
that. But if we're going off, like if we're just going off like an all time, then the Bills shouldn't be on there because they got fucking slapped by them. So what's that team called?
No, but they're still top 10 because they still have four good wins in the beginning.
I don't know. Maybe we're just perceiving the teams differently. That's all.
I don't know. I had the Packers. Three, I had the Seahawks.
All right, understandable.
I want to put...
This is another complication we have this list. If they lost this week, how could you put them higher than the team? You understand? If you're just basing it off last week alone, right? So you are using like prior knowledge.
You are using prior knowledge. Yeah, I am.
You understand what we're trying to say?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Are you texting during the
blunder? Unprofessional.
Yeah, I'm going off like I'm going off this week also, but I'm considering. Yeah, it's a big
like,
mess.
It's like
my fucking top 10. Do I complain about your teams? No.
Oh, all
I
the do. Time.
Yeah, your teams. All yes, but not your teams.
Yeah, you tend to agree. Because
your teams are very similar to my teams. Yeah. Your teams are a goddamn mess.
Oh,
like your top 10 are 49ers,
Bears,
Eagles, Jaguars,
Bears
Dolphins.
At 10. I had the Bears at 10.
The Bears.
Was I right?
Yes. This week?
No, like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
I was right.
Honestly, I don't remember doing your top 10. I feel like we skipped you.
No. Did you do your top 10?
No, because Jared was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I don't remember.
You waited to do your top 10 when we came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he did it. I just don't remember it.
I don't know.
Not going to lie. I don't remember it. Yeah. But
yeah.
That's all I remember.
Number two, the Chiefs.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
Which leads to my number one.
Here then, because
which
obviously
leads to
I don't
my
accept
one.
Blasphemy on my RSS feed, bro. Come on.
The New York Giants, maybe.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
The Steelers.
Oh, my God, bro.
The greatest team in the world.
You want to know something funny, actually? Go ahead. You mentioned the Giants and the Steelers are actually supposed to be there. You know, like, the daughter of, like, one of the owners of the Giants or something, and then the son of one of the owners from the Steelers are, like, married.
Really? No way.
I didn't know that. She's an actress, Kate Mara. Yeah, yeah, Kate Mara. She's
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there is a connection there.
There's a connection.
No fucking way.
This one?
That one.
What? No fucking way. Fuck?
She's from Fantastic Four. Fan Four Stick.
Yeah.
Or from movies like House of Cards.
No, and,
like,
we're talking about good movies.
Well, that's not a movie. Four.
Or like good films.
That's not a movie. Fuck
me. She's from the... Really?
I remember her from Fan Four Stick. Yeah.
I remember her from Fan Four Stick.
No
she's
fucking
woman.
Way. That's wild.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's
and her husband is Jamie Bell.
So either way, couldn't disagree more. Not going to lie. Okay, I'd probably put the Steelers at two. I'd switch two and one just because... Just because it's Mahomes. Mahomes didn't try his hardest to lose the game this week.
I'm still... Fuck my list. I'm still mind blown about that shit with Kamara and the Steelers.
What's the rule of the podcast?
A W is a W.
But then again, we say, in the court of law, not all W's are created equal.
Plessy versus Ferguson, my guy.
We're going to have to take this to the Supreme Court.
Doesn't matter.
Anyways, that's my top 10.
That's the greatest list in the world.
That's my top 10. If you don't like it, well, suck it, bitches.
All right.
It's only two people listening to this either way, and it's me and Jerry.
You're right. All right. I know Jared likes that list, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we're just going to get into the
week 8
game.
I don't know. Up until today, I don't know if Jared listened to last week. He said he hasn't. Like,
no, he had it. He's a fake fan. We need to find some dedicated fans. We need to move to a different state.
Did you put the Steelers low last week? Maybe he said he
only last week?
Put them at 3, right?
I think I put them at 3.
He didn't like that.
I like that. I am fine with that.
Last week.
No, I think they should have been 2.
Well, they're only 6-0 team.
Yeah, but doesn't mean you're the best.
If you're undefeated,
statistically,
that means you're the best.
Yes.
According to like the NFL. If you haven't lost, that means you're good.
Okay, were the Chiefs undefeated last year? Did they have the best record when they on the team that they were in the Super Bowl?
They won the Super Bowl. The highest award is going undefeated. Now, in this part of the season, the highest award is going undefeated.
Doesn't
mean you
have
only
to put them number
1,
though. Doesn't mean you have to put them number 1.
They've won six
If they
games.
Go 10-0, would they be the best team in the league?
No.
They'd be the hottest team in the NFL. They still wouldn't be my pick to go to the Super Bowl.
Clown. If they win 10-0, we're going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know, but
you're gonna bet on them against the Chiefs?
Oh, I want to see that.
Yes,
but like,
all right, okay. Let's replace the game next week. They're playing the Ravens. Still a good team. Whatever. Steelers versus Chiefs. Who do you think wins that game?
Give me a second to dwell on that.
I realistically think the Steelers.
I think, as I said multiple times in life, this year, like these last 2 months, if the Steelers defense doesn't get complacent and lazy, they can win that game. It's like I prefer the Chiefs offense by a milestone, but that Steelers defense.
But I prefer the defense by a long shot.
That Steelers
but
defense.
But still, it doesn't make a difference. You can play the best defense in the world. You're not going to stop Mahomes. And you saw that last year in the Super Bowl.
Was it the best defense?
But I don't. But was it
the 49ers were the best defense in the NFL. They were. And the
they did hold Mahomes for a very long time.
And they still lost.
Because they got lazy and complacent.
Because they got lazy and
complacent. That's why I say they don't get complacent.
They're not get lazy and complacent. Yeah, at least not like the fucking Steelers do. Fucking, I don't even know what the fuck they do.
Two different beasts.
Same animal.
One has TJ Watt, the other one has Nick Bosa. Come on, man.
Well, right now they don't.
Yeah, there's no Nick Bosa.
I'm talking about last year. I'm talking about last year when they played each other in the Super Bowl. They had Nick Bosa. We had the
he didn't
NBA
win it, though.
Smaller Bear, bro.
He was one step away from Trump.
All right, so now let's just get into the week 8 games.
Yes, sir.
On Thursday, we get started off with a banger. We got Falcons at Panthers.
Could be a banger. Just how bad? Well,
tightest divisional game.
It's probably
going to
be an exciting game. Especially if McCaffrey plays. Yeah. If McCaffrey plays and you trade him to my team, it's going to be a very exciting game.
If McCaffrey plays and doesn't get injured for the rest of the season, that would just make me so happy. I want him to score like 40 points a game from how much he's missed.
Bro, honestly,
didn't miss, he'd be number one running back in the league.
I mean, okay, if he didn't miss, because the thing is, they wouldn't have started using Mike Davis.
Yeah,
Mike Davis is gangster.
And Mike Davis, they started saying, he's going to keep on playing once he comes back, which, like I said before.
Your production's getting limited.
His production is not going to be the same production as before. And then, like, you know how they used to put McCaffrey?
But they don't know how good McCaffrey's going to be when he comes back.
Yeah,
because they're saying that because, he's hurt. So he might
be
okay.
Obviously not going to be
but
like.
But McCaffrey's a fucking MVP. They're like, yo, fuck you, Mike Davis.
Is it?
I don't know, because the thing is, they also said, like, now they have more than one threat that could play wide receiver and running back. And they have 3. Mike Davis, Curtis Samuel, McCaffrey. So that limits the amount of targets he's going to be getting.
Trust me, everyone knows in that organization that running back one, right receiver one.
Is Mike Davis.
Is Christian McCaffrey. No, Christian Daniel McCaffrey.
I don't know.
Is that a realism?
I have no idea. I just it was white enough.
It's pretty white.
All right, but who are you guys taking, Falcons or Panthers?
I'll take the Panthers.
Yeah, I think we're all taking Panthers. I find it very hard to believe that the Falcons can win.
Because now watch, the Falcons learn that like if you score a touchdown, you'll lose, so they won't score a touchdown.
Well, this exactly. This is a rivalry game because they're in the same division.
Yeah. Hottest divisional game of the week.
Hottest. So I don't know. All right, but now we got to get into apparently the best team in the NFL playing the Steelers.
I need to hear your answer.
Say
Steelers
it.
Steelers or Ravens? Who are you guys taking?
Say it.
Who are you taking?
Say it.
Ravens.
God damn. Are you actually? God
Are you
damn.
Actually?
Because one team has the best defense in the NFL. The other team has the wannabe best defense in the NFL. That's why I'm going Ravens.
They have the 32nd worst pass defense
in the NFL. One team has the worst pass defense in the NFL.
I don't know.
The other one doesn't.
But you know what? One team now has Yannick Ngakoue, Calais Campbell.
I could give a fuck
Patrick
about that
Queen,
guy.
Marlon Humphreys.
Who are, most of their players are a good running defense. But guess what? Steelers don't run the ball.
The Ravens defense was so good, they cut Earl Thomas.
I bet they regret that now.
We got the boy Claypool, I mean, for Air like, Canada.
For like,
bro, he got shut down, bro.
Mapletron? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
He's gonna get shut down by Marcus Peters.
All right, that's great. But then we got Boo Boo Smith Schuster on the other side.
They probably regret
Doo-doo it. Doo Smith.
We got him on the other side.
They probably regret Earl Thomas on like not as like how he was over the team and stuff, but like
just signing
just
him in general
because
he's a fucking dumpster.
Just because like their defense is so bad this year. They're the last team on pass defense.
They're not. The
I don't think Earl Thomas would have saved them though.
But they wouldn't be last.
Food for thought.
If you're not first, you're last.
That's true.
What? That was
if you're not first, you're just second best.
No, if you're not first, you're last.
Bro, the Ravens literally have the number two defense. The Ravens literally have the number two defense.
But check their pass defense.
I could go a freak about it.
A flying freak.
What is it, yards? If it's yards, that's
bullshit. I don't know. It was his stat. Don't look at me.
I read that somewhere today.
If it's yards, it's because they go up by so much that the team's just throwing them. That's what happens.
I'm choosing a Steelers to win this game.
100%.
Because they're going to make sure that Lamar Jackson guy's going to throw the ball. And he sucks at throwing the ball, so it's going to be exciting to watch.
Dude, don't worry. RG3 is coming in like the second quarter just because they're going to get slapped.
They're like, we don't need to put Lamar out. We're not going to win this game.
They don't have the most passing yards given up. Let's see.
Well, now I feel like a fucking false guy because this guy fed me a
stat
that
wasn't
real.
Someone told me that. No, someone told me that.
Yo,
some guy told me about this thing, about the game.
What are your sources? Dude, trust me.
Just trust me.
ESPN.
I was trying to make a joke, but
I wasn't. I thought he was being serious.
It's like we were asking where his source. He's like, just trust me. I know a guy.
Trust me, bro.
I know some dude at the game.
All right, Patriots and Bills.
Bills.
Yeah, the way the Patriots are looking last game, looking a little faulty.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be the same score as the Jets game, to be honest.
18-10? I wouldn't be surprised.
Me either.
Wouldn't be surprised. Titans at Bengals. You guys taking?
Titans.
Titans, easy. All right, Raiders at Browns. This is actually going to be a really fun game to watch. This might be the best game of the week, if we're being honest. Besides, for Dolphins fans.
That's the best game of the week?
This guy really Raiders said that Browns. That's going to be the best game of the week.
Raiders at Browns?
When the Steelers are playing the Ravens, this guy really said.
Yeah, because I care about good teams.
Jesus Christ, bro. Why are you a 49ers fan?
That's the most exciting.
Or a 49ers.
The Raiders are one of the most exciting teams to watch with Henry Ruggs.
You know, I'm going to pick the Raiders because this is a Raiders-friendly podcast.
Hey, we are a Raiders-friendly podcast.
I'm going to pick. Who are you going to pick?
I'm going Raiders because, I'm the reason this is a Raiders
I'm
going to
pick the Browns.
I'm
going to
pick the Raiders.
Actually, no, I'm not picking
I understand
Browns.
Why you picked the Browns, though, like, actually.
The Browns are a good team. I 100% understand.
I'm going to pick the Browns just to be the
But I think Josh Jacobson go off this week.
I don't know.
I'm saying that because I hope it for my fantasy team. But I actually do believe
I'm going to pick the Browns just because shits and giggles.
I picked Henry Ruggs in my fan duel, so I hope he pops off.
I think I did a DraftKings too. I'm pretty sure I picked somebody from the Raiders. Might have been Josh Jacobs.
Do you follow Pat McAfee on Twitter?
Yes, I do.
You know how he always bets on those games? I wanted to do that, but he told me that it's illegal in Florida.
We were talking about this.
Yeah,
me and him.
I actually should have too.
Oh, I know.
I told you I was talking about what's supposed.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No.
No one listens to me.
You literally said, I remember, I don't know how I got to this conclusion, but that's elite because you said you want to do it and that's it. That's all you said.
I said me and Sabos were talking about it. All right, Colts at Lions.
Colts.
Vikings at Packers.
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 Packers. Jets at Chiefs.
Jets.
Chiefs. All right, Rams at Dolphins, bro. All right, this is probably this is the game I'm most excited for. All
right, dude, I can see your nipples, dude. Right. Relax,
bro. My nipples are hard as fuck right now, bro.
They're all holding right. the mic up right now.
This is the game you're most excited for.
Tua, let me give you a kiss.
Here's the thing, I'm excited for Tua, but Aaron Donald.
But Tua.
Aaron Donald.
I hope Aaron Donald just slap the fuck out of him. That doesn't slap the fuck out of him.
Oh.
I don't root for anyone's injuries.
Me either. I never want someone to get injured, but I do want
to be fine.
But I do so. Be fine, I do want people getting hurt.
I did have the option to start him because I have him on my team.
Don't do it. Don't
yeah.
do
trade it. Him to me. Please.
I'm not doing it.
I'm
if I go to a Dolphins game, I'm doing it.
I'm picking Tua.
Can you imagine?
I'm picking the Dolphins.
Aaron Donald just fucking throwing our offensive line out the window.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins win it, but I got the Rams.
You heard?
I really don't think the Dolphins are going to win this game.
Shaq Lawson from the Dolphins came out today and said, if you saw Tua play in practice, you'd think he'd been in the NFL for a bunch of years. Team loves Tua. I love Tua. I'm very disappointed.
I think everyone
the way
loves
Fitzpatrick
Tua.
Came out. Everyone loves Tua, bro. They should make a show like, you know, everybody hates Chris. Everybody loves Tua. That show, bro. So I'm picking the Dolphins, even though I love Jalen Ramsey. You can't fuck with my Miami Dolphins.
I'm choosing the Rams.
I'm choosing the Rams.
Like, let's be realistic.
This is pathetic, bro.
Chargers, Broncos.
Chargers.
For two new Chargers. Herbie's going to be fully loaded.
Chargers. Saints at Bears.
No, I'm going to choose the Saints because, you know, I'm biased.
I thought that was the game that was this week, but it was Bears-Rams. Because I looked at that, I was like, wait, didn't that happen already? No. I got the Saints.
Thank you.
I don't know, bro.
It's because I show you love depends. To Steelers.
It depends if Michael Thomas plays. Because the thing is that they
honestly,
don't.
At this point, I don't think it depends because they've been.
Like, I could give a shit.
No. I think if he can play, he will play. Because Emmanuel Sanders is on COVID.
COVID list. COVID. But I'm just saying. Like,
so they have no receivers.
COVID-19.
So if he can play, they're going to force him out there probably.
Get the fuck out there.
Go run a slant.
It's like, I don't know how to run plays
it's
anymore.
It's like that
just
meme of like
go.
The guy in the jail like room sleeping. He's like, go.
Bro, it's like with the girls digging holes. She's like, I'm tired. He's like, I don't give a damn whatever the fuck it is.
It's like, Papa, I'm tired. He's like, I don't give a crap. Mike Thomas be like, what's a play? And Drew Brees would be like how he used to do it, like in like PE, like on the football.
And he
go
just,
there
he just,
and go there.
He just goes like this.
Yeah. Just a bunch of go there and go there.
All right.
I'm going to choose the Saints.
49ers or Seahawks?
I'm going to choose the Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
I've been blindsided.
Were you really blindsided?
Not really.
This is a very unfriendly 49ers podcast.
I have to pick. I know, bro. Everyone.
This
here,
is an anti-49ers podcast.
Bro. You know, like, people start liking the Steelers because of him and Jared. No one fucking gives a fuck about my 49ers.
I didn't like the Steelers correct. Because they were the rivals for the Patriots. So, like, now that's
But now
over.
You're over that.
Yeah. Now that's been gone.
That's bullshit, bro. 49ers, bro.
That's been gone.
Jimmy G.
Exactly. Since that's over, I root for the Patriots sometimes.
I stopped worrying about the Steelers until like when he lost to the Jaguars. After that, I was like, they're not a threat.
Bro, that was hilarious, bro. All right.
Remember the 49ers lost the Super Bowl twice?
Remember the last time the Steelers made the playoffs?
All
right. That ended right there because at least we made the playoffs.
All right. Oh, you lost the Super Bowl twice. Okay. You're as good as the Bills.
The last time you made a Super Bowl, you lost.
When was the last time you made it in
2010. He's correct.
He's correct. He can't even fucking
lose to
me.
Packers.
Oh, that sucks. Well, it's Packers.
Man,
it's okay.
The Packers. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, like that guy.
We lost to Mahomes, bro. And we lost to Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that's the big
one. Yeah, you lost to Joe Flacco. You
that's
said
the fucking
up.
Big one.
You said the fuck up. Cowboys, Eagles.
Honestly, I don't know.
If this game ties,
Eagles.
So be it.
Eagles, bro. You know
why?
Can't
imagine.
I'm calling a tie.
2-4-2.
Carson wins.
I'm calling a tie. That is my final verdict.
I'm going to choose Cowboys because I feel bad.
Oh, my God, bro. The Eagles are going to the playoffs. They're going to beat the Bears in the playoffs.
I don't like the Eagles.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now, bro.
The Eagles can be the best team in football, and I still don't like them.
Bro.
I rooted for them in that Super Bowl.
Well, he did. Because
you were against the Patriots.
Ever since I started liking them, then he just hopped off them. Do you see this?
No, because I like the Big Dig Nick.
Oh, my God.
Well, he is a big D word.
Bro. BDN. I can't even say that word on this podcast.
Buccaneers at Giants.
Bucks.
The Giants.
Bro. Daniel Jones. I just think Daniel Jones is better than...
I mean, he is the fastest man alive. You saw that.
He is the fastest quarterback in the NFL. Did you know that of any quarterback run is
was faster than Tyreek Hill?
Than Lamar Jackson and Tyreek Hill.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I didn't know Tyreek Hill. I just
not by a lot, but still faster.
That's crazy.
Point two is point two, baby.
I want to talk about some other news that I actually didn't write down here.
Go ahead.
Khabib, he knocked out Justin Gaethje or submitted him.
Retiring at 29-0.
And then retired.
What a wonderful story, man. I feel...
I've seen a lot of people saying that he's the GOAT of the UFC. Debatable. But he
John
has a case.
Jones
can't
be
a case. Is still
I
really
wouldn't
good.
Be against it, though.
Record-wise.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great. Just because no one, like, bro, like,
Record wise, of course.
John Jones has had a couple questionable wins in his last couple fights. Exactly. Khabib has no questionable wins. No, fucking either submitted wins. Or just fucking destroyed everybody.
John Jones made a video saying how he's the GOAT.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it. But
no,
like,
okay. John Jones has one loss on his record, but it's not a real loss. It was he fucking did an illegal move in a fight, but he was fucking destroying the guy. Oh. An illegal move is a 12-6 elbow, and he did it, so they disqualified him, and he got a loss.
That's dumb.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was
yeah.
Fucking,
so it's
no, bro. He's fucking destroying that guy too. That shit's so funny.
Interesting.
So it's interesting. So yeah. On record wise, Khabib's the best. You know, he's 29-0.
Yeah. I wouldn't
but
be against
considering
it, yeah.
That. I could have sworn that one loss was a real loss, but now that you clarified that for me. There's a debate. But the thing is, like you said, you watch more UFC than I have recently. That those three fights, was it three fights you said? That were like questionable for John Jones?
At least the last one. The last two. Pretty the last much, two but the last one for fights. Sure was very questionable.
But Khabib is never questionable.
Yeah, never, bro. He took out Gaethje in the second round. And like,
I mean, he could be, or they're obviously in different weight classes. But I know John Jones like the heavyweight, light heavyweight.
Yeah, they can't
what's
fight.
Khabib?
No, he's like middleweight, I think.
No, I'm saying like, no.
No,
he
either
could be the GOAT
or middleweight.
He could
like
be
that.
The GOAT for his weight class.
Oh, yeah, he is. No, 100%. Yeah. The thing is, like, also, Gaethje won
but
the fight against
Tony
Ferguson.
We talk about all
time,
too, you know
yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah. Gaethje won the fight against Tony Ferguson. That's a fight I would have wanted to see. Also, Khabib, okay, before, I'm assuming this is probably before his father died. There's a rumor that Khabib was going to get George St. Pierre. I don't know if you guys know who George St. Pierre mm-hmm. is, but he's considered the greatest
that
in that weight
class. That fucking Canadian, dude.
Yeah, that fucking Canadian.
That's my guy.
He's considered the greatest in that white and that weight class. That white class.
Right? I don't talk about race on this podcast. This is a sports podcast.
Right? He's considered the greatest in that weight class.
So in that what class?
Oh my god, bro. So if they would have fought, bro, then he
would
have been like,
that
would have
been a true
the
like
he said he wanted to do the fight to go out 30-0 and then retired after that. That was the rumor. Now obviously he retired, so it's not gonna happen.
Damn, can you imagine?
That would have been crazy. That probably would have been like if you, the fans were
oh,
out
I
there.
I would have watched
that.
That
would have been one of the best selling fights of all time. Like for sure. But other than that, Dodgers probably securing their World Series victory.
I'm most
today.
Likely doing it as we speak.
Let's check.
We're quite unfortunate. I like rooting for the underdogs here, but you know.
Right now, top of the six, the Rays are up 1-0.
That's what we like to hear. The Rays are pushing it to a 7.
Bro, get out of here,
think
bro.
If the Rays push it to a 7, they win.
Bro, get out of here, bro.
Did you? Rosarena's the GOAT.
He says about everything.
So good, bro.
He says about anything. If the Lakers push it to 7, the Lakers win. The Heat push it to 7, the Heat win.
What? That's so valid because no. They have momentum.
Yeah, I do agree with
shut
that.
Shut the fuck up. Who side are you on?
Come on,
this is
bro.
Dodgers Nation, baby.
You're ruining our plan to kick Jerry off the podcast.
God damn it, dude.
Jesus,
we're looking
bro.
For two new hosts. I need them to be friendly to right. me and yeah. agree with my points.
You got to think about it. The Cavs pushed the series to 7.
And they
beat the Warriors.
They won it.
No, they beat the Warriors.
I'm just saying shit to say shit.
If God, dude, bro, okay, like think about it. If the Heat would have pushed a 7 this year,
that he would have won. I agree. I said
it.
Before when I was predicting
he
the series,
it.
He's going to be Lakers in 5 or Heat in 7.
Dude, this girl didn't follow me back. What a bitch.
What a
hey, that's for our other podcast.
Yeah, that's for our Streaming and Lonely podcast.
Dude, I was trying to think of something. I'm like, fuck, bro. Like,
Streaming and Lonely.
He out-funnied me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to the bottom of 6. Still 1-0. This is a Tampa game? Or
is this? I was going to ask you that.
I know, because this is fucking bubble.
Fucking difference.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I think it's a Dodgers game. Isn't it like the way, like, if it's
a second name, then that's the home game.
Then it's a Dodgers home game.
So
it's going to be
the Dodgers are.
Because isn't the home go
second? The home team goes second, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The home team's at the bottom.
Okay, yeah. I get confused.
So, okay, so since we're going to the bottom of 6. Okay, so, interesting.
I got confused.
Is Kershaw right. playing?
Is he pitching? Let me check.
Is he pitching?
Come on, dude. Please hold.
Go ahead.
Do, 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 do. Who is pitching? Oh, my God. I can't. Just give me, dude. Just fucking give me what I want to know. That's okay. So Blake Snell is pitching for the Rays.
Yes, sir. I love Blake Snell.
That's
so
a fucking
isn't that the running back
name.
For the Steelers?
That's,
Benny Snow.
That's Benny Snow.
Oh, you will have fooled me. I really can't fucking. Okay, Dodgers.
Most likely, he played last game, so most likely not.
It's, what the fuck?
We're just gonna say no.
It's not him. It's, cause they have like, four different five different pitchers. Oh, so they've rotated through 5 pitchers. And none of them were
really?
Kershaw. Mm. Right now, I mean, I can't even tell because it's all rotated. Jesus Christ, dude. They're going through a fucking mess.
I don't want to hurt you.
Dodgers winning this game tonight. They're closing it out. If they don't, they're going to close it out on 7. It's okay.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Okay.
Dodgers have one hit. That's
fine.
It.
It's fine, bro. It's Mookie Betts, bro. You got to put your trust in him. Yasiel Puig, he may not be on the team, but his conscience is still with the team.
Dude.
I'll tell you what's going to happen.
His spirits are still.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to the reason why they're going to win this game. Okay, ready?
Go ahead.
It's going to be the bottom of the ninth. It's going to be Muncy, Smith, Bellinger at bat. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the batting order.
Uh-huh.
Max Muncy's going to hit a double. Will Smith's going to strike out.
I mean, if they hit a double currently with this standing, they'd win the game.
With a double.
Aren't they 1-0?
Yeah. A double means that he'll go second base.
Oh, my fault.
Did you mean like a double home run?
That's what I thought you were referring to.
They hit a double.
Jesus fucking idiot, bro.
Will Smith's going to strike out. Bellinger's going to hit a home run to win the game. Watch.
That'd be gangster, bro.
Can you imagine if I was right?
Is Bellinger on the Rays?
He's in the Toronto Blue Jays.
All right, we're going to end it on that note. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to be always following our socials, _EB Sports, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all that jazz. And that's it for us.
Peace.
Ciao.
Peace.